Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paweł Wieczorkiewicz, and on behalf of WOOD & Company, I would like to very warmly welcome you at the Kernel's third quarter conference call. The company is represented today by three managers: Andrzej Werewski, Chairman of the Board, Anastasia Usaczowa, CFO, and Yuri Kowalczyk, Corporate Investment Director. Gentlemen, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Kernel's third quarter financial year 2020 earnings conference. It's my pleasure to present to you Kernel financial results today for the 3 months ended 31st of March 2020, which is the third quarter for us in our financial year 2020. I will start with overview of the business performance for the reporting period. The company revenues for the reporting period slightly exceeded 1 billion, EBITDA stood at 104 million, and a net loss attributable to shareholders amounted for 25 million. The negative bottom line results in the third quarter stems from the one-off $46 million loss on Tamines stake divestment and $15 million net forex loss due to the strong depreciation of the Ukrainian local currency in the third quarter. Financial leverage reduced to 3.5 net debt to EBITDA as of March 31st of March, from 5 times measured as 31st of December 2019, driven mostly by working capital release. Our liquidity position remains strong, with more than $118 million cash and $671 million of RMI on the balance and over $1 billion of undrawn borrowings as of 31st of March 2020. Liquidity was also supported by divesting our 50% stake in Tamines for $65 million, paid in cash in March 2020. As a result, we fully exited from Russia. Now I would like to present segment performance. So we start from oilseeds processing segment, which generated $26 million, down 15% year-to-year. On the back of the crushing margin decline, sunflower seeds oil prices touched historical low in March 2020 after seasonal peak reached in December 19, mainly caused by slowdown commodity demand across the board on the COVID concerns. It negatively impacted profitability for the our whole sunflower seeds oil production value chain. Although supply of sunflower seeds in Ukraine remain quite strong this season. As a result, our EBITDA margin on oil seeds business was $68 per ton of oil this quarter, but we might face quite unique situation when the margin in the fourth quarter of the year is higher than margin in the third quarter, as prices for sun oil bounced back in fourth quarter 2020. Therefore, we maintain our initial crushing margins outlook for $85 per ton of oil, while we upgraded our sun seeds processing volumes to 3.4 million tons. Ukraine has completed sunflower seeds sowing campaign. In preliminary updates from the fields makes our expecting growth in acreages around 3% year-to-year. With normalization of the crop yield following the last season record, our initial view that sun seeds supply shall be pretty much flat year-to-year. Infrastructure and trading. EBITDA in the third quarter totaled $65 million. 3.6 times more than previous quarter, including Avera contribution of $11 million. We exported 2.2 million tons from Ukraine and 1.9 million tons through our terminal. We remain the largest grain export from Ukraine with 13% market share during 9 months of financial year 2020. There is no major surprise expected in the infrastructure and trading segment performance in remaining fourth quarter. Only exception, maybe we might be slightly slow pace on the grain export through our terminals in the fourth quarter. During the 9 months of financial year 2020, farming segment generated $102 million of EBITDA, or $70 million adjusted for gain from a revaluation of biological assets of IFRS 16. Also, a recent devaluation of the local currency translated into some unexpected upside potential for farming business in financial year 2020. So full year EBITDA guidance slightly over 100 million, but this 100 million is net of IFRS 14 effect and revaluation of the biological assets, which we will have more visibility in obviously fourth quarter. We successfully completed sowing campaign for 257,000 hectares under corn and 149,000 hectares under sunseeds. As of today, spring crops, corn and sunflower oil seeds are in a good condition, supported by substantial rainfall through the May. Vice versa situation slightly worse with the winter wheat. Unfortunately, we're expecting slightly lower yields on wheat this season. To sum up, strong performance on infrastructure and trading as well, oil seeds processing business supported, and with unexpected tailwind for the farming division, should translate into upbeat, better increase of EBITDA year to year pre-war IFRS 16 adjustment. So we remain fully focused on execution of our CAPEX program. Our new grain export terminal in the Port Chernomorsk completed test stage, and we are approaching full capacity utilization facility. For the green energy project and for the new oil seeds processing plant, we might have several months delay with commissioning of the assets due to the virus business restriction caused by COVID, like inability our constructors to deliver equipment in time and launch pre-commissioning installation process due to the imposing travel restriction. We expect total investments of 288 million for the financial year 2020, 215 million of CAPEX, and maintenance 73 million. Slight portion of initially guided CAPEX has moved to financial year 2021, which will be our last year of the capital CAPEX program, with remaining 234 million, including 86 million of maintenance CAPEX. Important to mention that Ukraine fully adopted land reform market. The reform assumed no corporate investments in land acquisition until 2024, wherefore we don't envisage any CAPEX in land purchasing until 2024. Finally, I would like to say a few words to address the COVID situation. First, I would like to say that our business model has not suffered from lockdown. All our production assets are operating as usual. Logistics works well. Spring campaign was completed without any extraordinary complications. We successfully tested a new work model where the administrative staff has been performing their duties remotely. We also introduced numerous initiatives to protect our teams. With the all measures taken, only a few of our employees out of 13,000 has been tested positive. Luckily, no fatalities among our employees. Additionally, we donated $6 million to support local hospitals in the regions of our operation to fight with the virus. I would like to take the chance also to thank to all our team efforts making the operation running smoothly in this difficult times. This is pretty much it from me. We are ready for your questions, please.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone keypad now. If you do change your mind, please press star followed by 2. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your phone is unmuted. We have a question from Nikolai from Insight Investment. Your line is now open.
Hello. Many thanks for the presentation. Just a couple of questions from me. You mentioned that it's fourth quarter, you expect higher margins in the crushing business. Do you do you expect to see the same in like first quarter next year? Is it like a sustainable trend? And then second question I wanted to ask is on the effect from COVID. Do you expect that potentially in next year, financial year 21, COVID may in any way affect the farming industry? I don't know, for example, in work, less workers being able to travel to harvest or sowing and so on. Any effects like that?
Thank you very much. So the fourth quarter is we have obviously more visibility, and we can see that the margins are better than the third quarter. I'm talking about current financial year. First quarter 21, we are still buying right now some feeds and selling oil. I guess the margins will be less than the fourth quarter. But obviously it's still early to say what kind of margins average will be in the first quarter 2021. In terms of COVID next year, honestly, it's very difficult to predict. This time, we had no interruption and pretty much no restriction or any difficulties to do the business as usual. Let's see. We're going to deal with the situation and the problems as it comes. I hope we will be able to manage it again well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. We have a question from Konstantin from Adamant Capital. Your line is now open.
Hi. Thank you for the call. I have two questions. One with regard to the infrastructure and trading segment. So I was wondering, could you specify what the silo segment contribution was? Because, it was probably smaller than the second quarter. And connected to that, given that Avera's contribution was also smaller, could you talk about the reasons why margins went up significantly from the second quarter to the third quarter?
Anastasia, can you give it a breakdown, please, for the infrastructure segment, please?
Konstantin, good afternoon. We cannot really provide breakdown of inside the segment itself, but we can confirm that, you know, infrastructure was performing well as Avera. So all together resulted in a strong margin through this segment.
Mm-hmm. But compared to the second quarter, the silo segment contribution is usually smaller in the third quarter than it is in the second quarter. And the Avera, I believe, last quarter was 15, and this quarter it's 11.
Yeah.
But the average EBITDA per ton traded is actually higher in this quarter than in the previous quarter. So I was wondering why.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why.
But then you have also contribution from terminals, and also trading was quite profitable. But also railway cars. Don't forget about this asset. And for inland silos, the quarter was still strong because we had significant volume of own crop stored there.
Normally speaking, fourth quarter for silos is pretty weak. But third quarter, this particularly, because we still were storage our own crop until this moment, during the third quarter. So that's why silos still performing in the third quarter pretty strongly.
Mm-hmm. So you would say that this year, the contribution from the silos was probably higher than last year? It will be
higher than last year, but also we increased the capacity of the silos as well. So, it's more detailed if you really want to compare last year and this year, because it's more capacity as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And for the farming segment, a similar question there, because excluding revaluation, the margin went up significantly from the second quarter. Was it like, could you talk about that as well?
Anastasia, can you comment?
As we always say, it's difficult to follow margin quarter by quarter, especially in this segment. we would recommend you to follow the average margin per year. Overall profitability of this business in the current year is below profitability of 2018.
Okay, well, thank you.
We have a question from Joanna Felicio from Bank Financia. Your line is now open.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for your time and for the presentation. I have two questions. The first one is, have you applied for any government schemes, such as layoff, debt moratorium, or any other? And the second one is, are you planning to distribute more dividends this year or any other type of equity payments? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. I'm not quite understand the first one. Can you please say again?
Yes. I'm talking about layoff schemes. So workers that are put on some kind of government support.
Unfortunately not. We are dealing with all this by ourselves, and there is no government support in this respect in Ukraine. In terms of the second dividends, this year and next year probably not, until we still having the CAPEX program. But after we finish the CAPEX program, we definitely come back with the new dividend policy.
Okay, thank you.
We have a question from Patrick Sode. Your line is now open.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
If you could provide some color on the net gain and loss arising from financial assets from the cash flow statement. I think it was about 14.6 million in the third quarter. If you could just provide some color on that to help us sort of with the forecasting.
Thank you. Anastasia, can you comment on this? We have this echo, huh? Hello? Anastasia?
Is
this better now?
Hi.
Yeah, better.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's better.
Okay, sorry. Shall I repeat the question?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Could you provide some color on the 14.6 million net gain on arising from financial assets classified as at fair value on the cash flow statement? I think in the previous period last year, it was a loss of 24 million. So if you could just help us out sort of from a forecasting standpoint, that would be great.
It's really difficult to forecast this line, I would say, because it's related partly to Avere activity, but also to kernel activity related to hedging of our assets and also transaction with the financial papers here in Ukraine. So in terms of predictability of this line, it's not easy, difficult to comment.
But the components of financial assets, are that just short-term sort of government securities? Okay. That's helpful. Thank you very much.
A combination of government securities and derivatives, yeah, on our effect.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks very much. Mm-hmm.
We have a question from Natalia from Dragon Capital. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the presentation. A couple of questions from my side. Can you please ask if you have already some visibility on the Avera results for the fourth quarter of this year? And the second one, should we expect a bit lower debt level for the end of this financial year due to some CAPEX delays? Thank you.
Thank you very much. For Avera, I wouldn't give any number, but the season so far looks good, looks strong. It's still like 30 days to go, so I would wait before we see the total result of a very for financial contribution for financial 2020. But as of today, it's, I would say we're pretty satisfied of the average contribution. In terms of the net debt to for the end of the year, Anastasia, can you please give some information?
Compared to 31st of March, definitely net debt will go down. Still, we will have significant level of the inventories due to good crop. And indeed, we had some delay in terms of CapEx and something in the range of 50 million of CapEx expenditure will be moved to the next financial year. Overall, in terms of ratio, we can expect something in the range of 3.3 net debt to EBITDA plus minus.
Thank you very much.
That's including IFRS 16. Yes, thank you very much.
We have a question from Daniel from Barclays. Your line is now open.
Hi, thanks for the call. So you mentioned you remain so long 700,000 tons of corn and the majority of your sunflower production. How does this compare to this time last year? That's my first question. And then just secondly, on the debt profile, so you still have, you know, some time before the 2022 needs refinancing, but it will move into, you know, short-term debt next year. So I just wondered whether you've given any consideration how you intend to address that, because obviously we've just been through a period of very volatile financial markets, you know, so the market might not always be open. So I just wondered if you have any thoughts on that. Thank you.
I answer the first one and Anastasia for the second one. So corn and sunseeds compared to the last year, I would say we have more rainfall right now and a better support than last year as a beginning. Of course, we're missing a little bit of warm weather right now in Ukraine, but it seems like it's coming next week. So I would say maybe as a start, we slightly better than last year. But once again, for corn and sun seeds, this is just the beginning. We still have to have July important with some rainfall, and also for the harvesting campaign, the weather is well important. So I would say right now the starting point is strong, but I would not be super, super optimistic because it's still like lots of stages we have to go through during the summer. And the second question, Anastasia, please.
Yeah, in terms of potential, or in terms of refinancing of our first bond issue, you're absolutely right. We will need to shift it into the current liabilities, which is not a real issue in terms of the balance sheet structure. We still can live with this. In terms of refinancing itself, definitely the financial market is one of the options, but we are also looking at other options and working on Plan B. We still have enough time, so we will see how we will actually decide later what to do with this refinancing.
Okay, thank you.
We have a question from Yajid from Vera. Your line is now open.
Hi there. I'm not sure if you've already answered this question, but my question was on dividend, how much we expect to be paid out this year, and then on CapEx, how much do you expect to spend on CapEx this year and next year? And then I was wondering, you know, outlook for sunflower oil prices as well, if you could give us any idea. Thanks.
Thank you for your question. So for dividends, as I'm already mentioned during the call, we don't expect to increase the dividends, and we would like to stay with the current dividend policy for this and next year until we finish the CapEx program, and then management will come up with the new vision of an idea of the dividend policy. In terms of dividends, so for this current financial year 2020, we had 288 million of the CapEx program, which 215 is the CapEx, and 73 million is our maintenance CapEx on an annual basis. And for the next year, for 2021, total investments 234 million, including 86 million of the maintenance CapEx. And this is pretty much it for the CapEx program. It's only maintenance CapEx going forward per year, I would say in the level of 80 million, 80-85 maybe.
Okay, and the outlook for sunflower oil prices.
Sunflower oil prices. Right now we have a rebound on the market. Market slide is stronger than it was a couple of months ago. And I think super, super difficult to predict, of course. Everything will depend how the oil complex is going, and the soy oil, palm oil, and it's also somehow linked to energy a little bit. God knows what can happen with the sunflower prices, but what we can see, we are thinking on a low range of the cycle, given the cost of production, and not for us, but for the sunflower price for the farmers. Same for the soybeans and stuff. I think we are definitely on a low range, and of course, potentially downside is possible. But honestly speaking, I think it's quite limited, given the cost of production. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a question from Michael from PTE Alliance. Your line is now open.
Hello, good afternoon. Three questions from my side. First one is about your pure margins and per ton on grain trading, because you mixed it with infrastructure. You mentioned infrastructure was good, but in the past, the margin on grain trading was volatile from low single digit to high double digit in dollar terms per ton. So what margins you achieve now this season? Second question is about the profitability of oil processing. Do you see any breakthrough on the market, or rather slow, gradual recovery? So the bottom was 2 years ago. And the last question is about your green energy project. Did you have any contribution so far in this year or not? Because I think this project is not finished yet. Thank you.
Yes. Can you remind me first question, please? Sorry for that.
Margin on grain.
Grain trading margins. Sorry. Look, first of all, we would like to not really comment much on the breakdown of the infrastructure segment, but I can tell you that, of course, it's a single digit, number, and it's just, I mean, it's just slightly below $3 this year for the grain trading. In terms of oil margins, it's a tough question. What we're going to have next year? We have two factors which practically impacted on margins: crop size and sunflower seeds oil prices. Crop size, as of today, it looks pretty strong, flat year to year. Prices, I mean, slightly lower than last year. I mean, fluctuated volatility is also pretty strong. We'll see. I think we have all good prospect to repeat this year, but I mean, it's very difficult to say. I mean, but I guess if we have good prices, slightly better prices on the sun oil and a good crop results, why not? In terms of green energy, yes, we had the first year of contribution from the one plant, first plant which we're already commissioning, the power plant generation, cogeneration plant, and we planning during the financial year 2021 next year also commissioning, I guess, two as well. So it's ongoing.
But could you quantify any additional EBITDA so far this financial year, for example?
Anastasia, can you take a look, please, how much we have?
No, this year the amount is really slow, just below 5 million.
Yeah, and then next,
Okay, and maybe coming back to this grain trading margin, because it was volatile due to this VAT refund. Sometimes it was, sometimes it was cancelled. Well, could you remind what the current situation?
Yeah, but the current situation since already several years is more or less stable in terms of legalization of the VAT. So I think it's not any more impacted on margins. It's mainly supply, demand, and the competition inside the country for the grain.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have a question from Sylvia from Loomis Sales. Your line is now open. Sylvia, your line is now open.
It's Dilava Farazi.
Sorry, excuse my pronunciation.
All right, bit of a difference. But anyway, so just a quick couple of questions, guys. Thanks very much for the presentation. The covenant at 3.3 times that you have, is that based on, that's excluding IFRS 16, isn't it? Just wanted to check that. And that's tested at the end of the year, right?
Anastasia, would you comment?
Would you please repeat which covenant? 3 point. Yeah, that's including IFRS 16. Our covenant, which we have with the bonds, we exclude IFRS 16 for the calculation.
Okay, so 3.3 includes the IFRS 16 leverage, and that's tested at the end of the year, right? Okay, and the other thing I want to check is on the capex. Just on the capex, you said that next year $234 million all in. I just want to check: is that including the 50 being deferred from this year?
The deferral for this year will be slightly bigger, the $36 million from this year to the 2021.
Okay, that 234 includes the 36 then.
Yeah, 234 total, including the rolling amount from the current year.
Perfect. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. We currently have no questions registered at the moment, so if you'd like to continue.
Yeah, just one comment in respect of the... Andrei, sorry, just one comment in respect of the previous question. The covenant we have in the financial facilities is 3.7. IFRS 16 included. 3.3 should be net debt to EBITDA, or around 3.3 should be net debt to EBITDA as of 30th of June this year, also IFRS 16 included. With the bonds, the covenant is 3, IFRS 16 excluded. We should be in line with that covenant as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Anyway, as usual, we stay in touch. If you have any questions, please send us email and we will come back to you. Thank you.